This lesson walks you through creating a dedicated filtered breakdown master bus in Ableton Live 12 for the Born on Road filtered breakdown. You'll learn a stock device-based mastering workflow for a drum and bass breakdown, how to route and glue the section, add harmonic saturation without crushing dynamics, control bandwidth and stereo image, and arrange automation so the filtered breakdown sits musically between the drops. First, what you'll build. You'll make a filtered breakdown bus that collects the filtered loop, breakbeat stems, bass when appropriate, pans and vocal chops. Inside that bus you'll create a parallel saturation chain using saturator and drum bus, a mastering style chain with EQ 8 in mid/side, multiband dynamics, glue compressor and a final limiter, and automation lanes for filter cutoff, width, scent levels and saturation mix. The goal is to preserve transient clarity and low-end integrity while giving the breakdown harmonic weight and motion. Preparation and routing. Open your Born on Road project and jump to arrangement view. Find the filtered breakdown you want to work on. Select the tracks that feed that section. Right-click and group tracks. Rename the group filtered breakdown bus. Set the group I/O to post fader, so your internal track automation continues to work and all audio routes through the group. Mute and solo the group as needed to audition changes quickly. Gain staging. At the top of the group chain, place a utility. Start with gain at 0 dB and monitor peaks, so the group sits roughly -6 to -3 dB before the master limiter. Keep that headroom while you process. For low-end control, plan to monolock below around 120 Hz later with a utility or EQ 8 in M/S. For now, leave width at 100%. Parallel saturation. Create a parallel saturation path inside the group. You can add a return or, more simply, use an audio effect rack and create a chain called saturation par. Insert saturator on that chain. Set curve to analog clip or soft sign. Drive around +3 to +6 dB to start. Follow with drum bus if you want extra grit. Drive 2/4. Crush 0-10%. Boom off unless you want added low harmonic content. Place a glue compressor after drum bus with attack around 10-30 ms. Release 0.4-0.8 seconds. Ratio 2:1 and no makeup. This tames saturation transients. Blend the parallel chain with the dry signal by lowering the chain volume. Typical starting point is -6 to -12 dB on the chain volume. Use the rack to toggle /B and automate the chain volume during the breakdown, so it rises slightly during sparse moments and reduces when the drums re-enter. Frequency management and low end. Put an EQ 8 at the top of the group chain before any returns merge. Set a low cut at 20-30 Hz to remove rumble. If the breakdown intentionally removes low end, add a gentle low shelf cut of -1 to -3 dB around 40-60 Hz so saturation doesn't reintroduce mud. For low-end monolocking, use EQ8 in M/S mode or a duplicate chain. In EQ8's M/S mode, attenuate the side channel below 120 Hz or use a utility set to width equals 0% on a sub-only chain. That keeps your sub stable and phase safe. Mid/side shaping and presence. Use EQ8 in M/S to shape mid versus side content. Slightly boost the mid around 1-3 kHz by +0.5 to +1.5 dB to retain bite on break hits and filtered consonants. Reduce the side around 200-400 Hz by -1.5 to -3 dB to remove boxiness. Optionally, add a small high shelf boost in the side channel above 8-10 kHz of about +1 dB to preserve air. Use this sparingly. Dynamics with multiband dynamics and glue. After EQ8, insert multiband dynamics. Split bands roughly. Low 2200 Hz, mid 200 2.5 kHz, high 2.5 kHz and up. Compress the low band gently, threshold around -10 to -6 dB. Ratio 2:1, fast attack. Medium release to tighten sub without pumping. Mid band threshold -12 to -8 dB with ratio 2:3:1 to control rhythmic energy. High band light compression or slight expansion. Threshold around -18 dB. Ratio around 1:5:1. Use makeup sparingly. Follow with glue compressor set to ratio 1:5:1. Attack 10-30 ms and release 0.6-1.2 s. Glue gives cohesion while letting breakbeat transients breathe. Filter automation and movement. Add auto filter on the group chain or on a return to control the overall filtered character. Use a low pass with resonance between 0.7 and 1.5. Automate cutoff across the breakdown. Start around 2-4 kHz. Sweep down to 800-1200 Hz for the thin middle. Then before the drop, do a quick sweep back up to full cutoff in half to 1 bar. Automate filter cue and saturator drive as expressive controls to create motion, stereo width and sends. Automate utility width to narrow the image during minimal parts. Set width to 60-80%, then open it before re-entry to 100-140% cautiously. Automate send levels to reverb and delay returns. Raise reverb sends during sparse parts and pull them back for clarity as drums return. Transient detail for breakbeat science. Preserve or emphasize transient snap. Use a compressor with slow attack, about 30-40 ms, and fast release for momentary punch on the group bus, and automate it to engage subtly on full break hits. Alternatively, create a transient parallel chain with drum bus set to punch and blend a little in for extra snap. Final limiting and metering. Put a limiter last on the group, but not on the project master unless desired. Set ceiling to minus 0.3 dB, and add only enough input gain to avoid exceeding the ceiling. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at the loudest moments of the breakdown, less than the drop, so contrast remains. Monitor LUFS. Breakdowns should be quieter, around minus 18 to minus 14 LUFS integrated relative to a drop around minus 8 to minus 10 LUFS. Keep an eye on gain reduction meters on glue and the limiter to ensure you're not overcompressing. Arrangement tips. Typical breakdown length in DNB is 8 to 16 bars. Plan automation lanes for cutoff, sat mix, width and reverb sends across those bars. Use rhythmic edits and micro gates to read introduced drum hits and cut the filtered loop on bar boundaries to emphasize breaks. For the pre-drop, create a rapid cutoff snap, raise saturation mix a little and maybe add a very short limiter makeup to create perceived energy. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the whole group. Use parallel saturation and mono lock the low end. Don't crush dynamics with heavy limiting. Breakdowns need space to make the drop impactful. Keep attack times on glue compressors around 10-30 ms to preserve transient snap. Don't widen frequencies below 120 Hz. Always check the breakdown in context with the rest of the track. Pro tips in practice. Use parallel mid/side saturation or duplicate a saturation chain with inverted phase for subtle stereo color. Oversample the saturator when using heavy drive to reduce aliasing. If parallel saturation gets harsh, notch 2.5 kHz on that parallel chain instead of cutting the dry. Map macro controls in an audio effect rack. At minimum, map filter cutoff, saturation mix, width and limiter gain, and save the rack as a preset named Born on Road, filtered BD bus. Mini practice exercise. Build an 8-bar filtered breakdown. Group tracks into filtered breakdown bus. Add an audio effect rack with dry and saturation par chains. Set saturation par volume to minus 10 dB. Add auto filter and draw cutoff automation. Bars 1-2 from 3.5 kHz to 2 kHz. Bars 3-6 sweep down to 900 hz. Bar 7 snap to 6 kHz. Bar 8 full open. Automate saturation par from minus 10 to minus 5 dB in bars 6-8. Insert multiband dynamics. Glue and a limiter ceiling minus 0.3 dB allowing 1-2 dB gain reduction. Play back in context and adjust so the drop after the breakdown hits hard. Recap. You've created a filtered breakdown bus, added parallel saturation and drum bus for harmonic grit, protected low end with M/SEQ and utility, used multiband dynamics and glue for control, and arranged filter, saturation, width and send automation to build tension. Use the metering guidelines to preserve contrast with the drop. Save your rack preset and practice the exercise to internalize the workflow. Keep decisions musical. Decide if the breakdown is a clearing breath or a tension builder and let that intent guide saturation, width and limiter settings. Trust your ears, check in context, and iterate.